Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. We can't do anything about that or taking heart about our blood vessels. Well, folks, the other day, a dear friend and colleague, Debbie, 80 years old, told me she'd been having some odd pains since our last meeting a month before, and her docs found two arteries near her heart blocked with atherosclerotic plaque. So she'd had two stents, those little pipes, put into her arteries to open them up again, and felt better, almost back to normal, she said, right away. That was the good news. Then, she said, the docs also found one of her carotid arteries is badly blocked, too. We have two carotids, one on either side of our neck. They feed blood to our brain. Blocked, bad things can happen, including a stroke. I don't know about you, but that's something I really don't want, a stroke, and maybe not being able to talk or think clearly or having muscles on one side of my body more or less useless. I remember vividly from my real young days, my Grandpa Joe shaking my hand with his left one turned backwards. Scary. Anyway, back to Deb. But the surgeon said there's nothing they can do about the carotid because trying to open it up might trigger a stroke itself. Now, you probably know that heart disease and stroke kill more people prematurely than anything else. But did you know that 80% of coronary heart disease is preventable, mostly from preventing plaque buildup in the first place? 80%. And I bet you didn't know, and this is a quote from Dr. Dean Ornish's Preventive Medicine Research Institute website, PMRI.org. If you forget it, it'll be on our website. The progression of even severe coronary heart disease often can be reversed simply by making comprehensive changes in diet and lifestyle. Translation, reversible with changes in diet, exercise, and stress management. Reversible, Deb. Now, I don't know if they've done the research specifically on the carotid arteries, but I'm thinking plaque is plaque and an artery is an artery is an artery. So preventable and reversible, even at 80, Deb. And if your listeners are already thinking, I can't do, quote, comprehensive changes, remember that just adding 10 minutes a day of walking reduces the risk of coronary problems by 30%. So take good care of yourselves, my friends. Nothing else is more important. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and hey, if you're noticing that I forgot to shave this morning, I did too, and I decided I'm not going to stress about that. I'm just going to do my YouTube anyway. So there's my stress management program starting right now.